This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Well, many of you asked about this child who was quote-unquote decapitated but still survived. There was a boy in Idaho who was in a high-speed car crash. And here's the thing. He wasn't technically decapitated. Decapitated is where you lose the whole head. But he did survive an injury, a very rare injury that we call internal decapitation, which is still usually fatal. And we could see this a lot of times more in children than adults in these types of accidents. But the little four-year-old boy named Killian and his mother were driving home from a birthday party when a hailstorm hit. Their car skid into oncoming traffic and collided with another car. During the crash, the ligaments in little Killian's neck that attach his skull to his spine were severed. This is referred as internal decapitation. Okay? Now, the ligaments, okay, the head and the brain function and the brain stem was obviously still intact. You need the brain stem to still be intact to control breathing. The reason why these injuries get so dangerous and are usually fatal is because when you lose the ligaments and you lose the integrity of the protective effect of the spine and the protective communication between the brain and the spine, it's very easy to have a vulnerable area of the brainstem become affected with the same amount of trauma. Now, they say in 2005, a study of internal decapitation injuries at a hospital in Philadelphia found that over a 17-year period, 16 children with the injury were seen at a hospital, and only 5 of these children survived. But thank the Lord, 5 survived. So the injury in medical terms is known as an atlanto-occipital dislocation, which is the atlas, the topmost vertical bone of the spine. And the occipital bone is part of like the lower part of the back of the skull. And the injury, obviously more common in children than adults, and it's because many children's heads are much bigger than their body size. So when there's that force that happens with an accident, the force of the head, you end up being more prone to that shearing. Now, they also have found, too, that children's ligaments are more lax, so it's easier for their ligaments to disrupt and tear than adults. So that's why we usually see kids more prone to experience this injury. So to increase the chance of survival, you got to mobilize the head and neck. Now, thank heavens, a good Samaritan arrived on the scene of the accident. I believe he was an off-duty police officer. Or a retired police officer. He arrived on the scene of the accident, and he held his head upright, keeping his head steady until paramedics arrived. So, we always immobilize the area. We use like a halo brace or some sort of device to keep the head from falling again. And then they attach a circle-shaped brace to the skull with pins. And I believe he had surgery with rods, wires, and screws. Let me see what he had. Sorry about that. I think he's in a collar. I'm not sure exactly what surgeries he's had. But thank God there's a fundraising website, and Killian's neurosurgeon is trying to push for using these collars, and it's a special collar that this child will wear, and hopefully not fusing the spine. So we'll talk more as we get more information on what is going to be happening to this boy, but just wow. They say to reduce the risk of head injuries among children who are in these car accidents, we got to remember to make sure that they are safely riding the car. It's one thing to have a seatbelt, but to be appropriately seatbelted. Remember, toddlers and preschoolers can ride in a Toddlers and preschoolers could be forward-facing in their car seat, but they still cannot be in the front seat. If a child is under the age of 2, they have to be in a car seat that's facing the rear of the car. And these are things that have been designed, and these are things that have been studied to make sure that kids can survive these accidents. But this quote-unquote internal decapitation, and to see the kid doing well, from what we understand, he's able to talk. I'm not exactly sure what's going on from a movement standpoint, but we'll keep you posted on his progress. But that is just absolutely fascinating. And I mean, wow, you're coming home from a party, a birthday party, and you get involved with a hailstorm. I recommend for many adults to take a class called Driver's Edge. Now, Driver's Edge, they do for students. And I don't know how much it would cost, because it's for students for free. I don't know how much it would cost for an adult course. But Driver's Edge teaches students how to deal with slick roads, how to deal with stops, how to not panic in a car, to know about the car. And it's, you know, many accidents can be prevented with you being able to control it. Now, a lot of people, they don't realize that they have to control their car like to control a horse. You know, in the olden days, when you had your transportation or your plans of transportation, you found a horse, you trained the horse, and you had to make sure that you were in complete control of that horse. Well, how many of us really take the time to know our car? We don't. We just assume everything's going to, you know, I always learned you got to open up the hood, you got to look at it, you got to know what you have, you got to know what's, you know, not working, what's not, what, you know, needs to be changed. You got to be always up on top of the maintenance. These cars are different now. You open up the hood and it's like the logo. And I guess everything's all computerized and it's just different these days. And so we get into a car, we're like, well, it's going to be fine. And do we really feel like we have control? Do we, whenever we get a new car, or old car, or new vehicle for our family, do we actually take it out and we test it like crazy? Do we do that? We don't. And you know why we don't? Because we already bought the car, and if we don't like it, we can't take it back. So many of us psychologically don't want to know what's wrong with the car. It's true. So you don't take it out into the field and do wheelies. You don't sit there and take it out on slick roads, and you don't train with it. Nobody trains with their vehicle. And when I hear of these accidents, and I'm not saying we all could combat or be able to manage a hailstorm. I'm not saying we all could do that. But do we really train with our cars? We don't. We train in driver's ed when we're 16. So I strongly urge you guys to know your car, know your vehicle, know what it could do. Know if it could swerve. Another thing I also recommend is, I was almost in a car accident the other day, because again, two cars ahead of me were almost running into each other. Well, then, if they would have stopped, I would have run right into them in my lane on the highway. Always make sure you have an open space next to you that you could swerve to the next lane if you can. But if you're boxed in with a car, you slow down until you have an open space. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I don't know what happened in the last week or two, but I am getting cold calls from sales pitches now beyond belief, and I actually think I do know what happened. One of my friends got this, and please be careful of this scam, and please don't mention me, okay, whenever you get a scam and try to include me in it. But I guess there was a $75 gift certificate, okay, that people can use for Bed Bath & Beyond. And you would receive this gift certificate if you sent, I guess, the gift certificate to, I don't know, like 10 people on Facebook. So all of a sudden my friend, and I trust my friend a lot, I trust her, you know, so she sends this to me. So I'm like, well, this is probably, You know, I mean, she's a smart girl. She wouldn't put me in scams or spams way. So my guess is I'm probably fine. I trust her. I'll go ahead with this. And I don't know what I did. I don't know what information I gave him. I didn't think I really gave that much. And unfortunately now I'm getting all these phone calls and I'm getting all these sales pitches. So whatever you guys do, whether it's Bed Bath & Beyond or whether it's, I don't know, what are like Best Buy or whatever, I would say please run and run fast because those are not anything that I know of apps. And trust me, I am really into coupons. I just love coupons. All right. Many of you know that there is a Jewish holiday coming up, and you've asked me what it is. And so, like any other Jewish person, I Googled it. Okay, so Shavuot is the holiday that's coming up. And what's very interesting about Shavuot, it's probably one of the most under-reported, under-talked-about holiday, but it is, like, really, really important. And what Shavuot basically recognizes, and it starts Saturday night and it ends Monday night, so we basically observe it for 2 days, is it's when the Torah, the, you know, five books of God in the first part of the Torah was given by God to the Jewish people on Mount Sinai. And this happened about 3,300 years ago. So every year we renew our acceptance of God's gift and God re-gives us the Torah. And the word Shavuot means weeks, and it marks the completion of the 7 weeks between Passover and Shavuot. So that's kind of what we're celebrating. There was also, I believe, a wheat harvest also that was being observed as well. And so, you know, we were, you know, thanking God at the time. But one very interesting fact, and I learned this from a rabbi at Toro University. Our rabbi there had given us a lecture, and there was something that I didn't realize. You know, many of our traditions and our holidays, okay, we have to eat certain ways. It's something really big with us with Jews, okay? We have a certain menu. We have a certain diet. We just, I mean, you know, food. It's really, really, you know, when you're Jewish, you're always thinking about food. Food's a big part of our religion. And then when we celebrate our most solemn day of the year, Yom Kippur, we don't have food. So, I mean, you know, God knows. He's like, you know what? We're dealing with a population of Jews. Okay, they're really into food. So if I want them to really, really concentrate on this holiday and I want them to really, 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 really atone for their sins, we're going to take away the food, okay, for, you know, 24 hours. We're like, oh, man, really? You know, but you know what? God knows us. He knows. Okay? And so with Shavuot, what's very different about that holiday is we eat a dairy type of meal. Okay? Now, some of you were like, well, okay, who cares? I get it. You have kosher. So you got kosher meat and you got dairy. So what's a big deal? Well, what's a big deal is what I found out was the reason why we do it. Okay? So, all these kosher rules, and we've talked about the kosher rules, like the animals have to be slaughtered painlessly, which I think is really, really cool. You know, we talked about how some kosher butcheries, the calf would be upside down, so that all the blood would drain to the jugular, so that when the calf would be slaughtered, it would be very, very quick because of all the blood to the head. Not all butcheries, I believe, do it that way. Many of the rabbis said had done it with, and there's another sales call. I don't know what these sales calls are doing. Look, I'm trying to talk about Shavuot. Leave it alone. It's a sales call. Anyway, one day I will. I'll have them come on. One day I'll see if I can patch them on because I really want to give them a piece of my mind on air. Next, many times these animals, they aren't slaughtered upside down, but they're slaughtered as quick as possible with the cleanest knife possible, so it goes as quickly and as painlessly as possible. And there's many rules that we have to do with our meats and our pans and how we cook. Well, when these rules and these laws were handed down to the Jews, okay, they were, I don't want to use the word cumbersome, but there were so many. And, you know, the Hebrews are like, okay, you know what, we got to do this right. And all of a sudden, there's the Shavuot holiday. Well, to keep kosher, if you're going to eat meat, it has to be done a certain way. When you do dairy, it's less complicated. So when that's what I learned. So when we celebrate Shavuot, it's more of a dairy dish because that's just what ended up happening because we didn't have time when the laws first came out to figure out what the heck we were supposed to do. And so it was much easier to go, you know what, we'll do dairy until we could figure out and prepare everything the way it's supposed to be for our meat dishes. And I thought that's pretty cool. And the reason why I like that interpretation, I know if there's a rabbi listening, he's probably like, what the heck is she talking about? And please feel free to join us at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The reason why I like, you know, hearing stories like that and interpretations like that is because when you think back to biblical times, you think back to like the movie with Charlton Heston, right? Where everybody seemed kind of serious. Maybe they would, you know, flirt with each other, but overall, they just seem to kind of walk around and do their thing. Like, right, you know, when you see movies from the 1920s, or, you know, old, news reels and footage, and it just looks like people are just walking along and standing and walking robotically, you forget that people back then were like us, like people like us. So, okay, if this was, did you guys ever see the movie A Million Ways to Die in the West? This was a movie done by Seth MacFarlane, who does Family Guy and who did Ted. So basically, he and, is it Naomi? No, it's not Naomi Watts. It's Charlize Theron. He and she talk like modern-day people talk, but back in the 1800s. And it's very, very funny when you see this movie. The movie has a lot of funny parts. So you're looking at that going, okay, there's no way they talked like that. And you know they didn't talk like that. We know that discourse was different. And we know that discourse was more, especially, you know, in revolutionary times. You know that, you know, when people talked, it was probably much more, linguistic much better than the way I talk, okay? But I just don't believe that everybody talked like that. So when you see something like this, where here they are, they're getting all these laws from God. And Moses is going, okay, look, guys, this is what we got to do. Okay, here's the Ten Commandments. Okay, here's the Torah. There's like 613 laws. We got to learn them. We got to do them. Now, if we looked at the Hollywood way of depiction, they'd be like, okay, fine, absolutely fine. My guess is somebody 3,300 years ago was like, wait, what? Wait, Ten Commandments? Wait, 613 laws, whoa. We're supposed to learn this by when? Moses, like, look, everybody calm down. We got to learn these. This is what God demands, and this is what we have to do. Yeah, but, like, I mean, is there going to be a pop quiz? Is there going to, okay, how am I supposed to do that? I got to, like, farm. I have to do this. Bear with me. This is what we have to do. This is what God wants. I just don't, do you get it? Wait a second. Really? So our meat has to be separate from, okay, somebody please has to explain this to me. So my guess is you had people talk like that. I am dead sure that somebody was like, what? Wait, what? Now, I love the rules. I think these rules are, I don't follow them to a T, but I love the fact that they're there. Like, for example, you're not supposed to boil a kid in his mother's milk. That's a respect issue. Okay, that's a law of kashrut where you don't eat like a cheeseburger. And the reason why is out of respect for the animal. You don't basically kill the cow's baby in front of her, use her milk as part of the meal when you're eating her kid. You know, it's a respect issue. And I think that stuff is really cool. Plus, they found that there's actual health, a real nice health, or there's health ramifications when you do mix dairy and meat as opposed to when you don't. So, they're good rules. But I just think that people talk like that. And so that's why I think it's kind of funny. They're like, you know what, guys, this is what we're going to do. Okay, obviously, this is too much for you to handle right now. So when we do celebrate the Shavuah, do you guys just want to do the dairy? All in favor, say yay. Yay, 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 yay. Wait a second. What are we voting on? We're voting on the meal we're going to do. What are we talking about? I am sure. I am dead certain that that's how they talked back then. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So heroin and opioid-related deaths in New York are at a record high, with overdose deaths in the state rising faster over the past decade than in nearly all the other states. Citing federal statistics, a report by State Controller Thomas DiNapoli shows that in 2014, heroin-related overdose deaths in New York hit a record 825, up by 159 over 24% over 213, and it's nearly 25 times higher than a decade ago. Meanwhile, overdose deaths involving prescription opioids totaled a record 1,008. So the heroin-related overdose deaths, 825. The opioids by prescription, 1,000. Nearly quadrupled the number in 2005. Now, again, we don't have the reports from other states. Okay, so it's not just a problem in New York. This is a problem that's everywhere. We're just getting a report here from New York. So, this is obviously very, very frightening. And the report was released the same day a task force created by Governor Cuomo to look into the heroin and opioid epidemic released its 25 recommendations to deal with the issue. They and legislative leaders have been negotiating a package to address the growing heroin epidemic that they hope can be passed by Thursday at the end of legislative session. And once we get that, we'll definitely let you know, because, I mean, if they could successfully manage this, Lord have mercy, I mean, we all need to get our states on board as well. So what is going on here? Why are so many people on heroin? Why are so many people taking these prescription opioids? And we talk about this all the time. But the subject seems to surface many different ways. And, you know, these overdoses, you know, are people purposely trying to off themselves? Are people just not realizing how dangerous, you know, what they're taking? Is it that people are being stupid where they're mixing it with alcohol? Is it that they want to get stoned? You know, people come home and they want to just, you know, not think about work. And prescriptions allow a legal way to get stoned. I don't know what the answer is. And I think the reason why is it could be all of the above. All right. You have people that mix alcohol. You have people that you know, hate their jobs. In fact, you know what? I got an email. This is an interesting email. Let me hold on a second here. All right. This is from Jenna. My husband owns a small restaurant and he reads his reviews each night and goes from a good mood to a foul mood every night. I tell him not to look, but he tells me, how can I? It's my business. He's lost business because of the reviews, and we know who's writing them since they lie. What do we do? Okay, this doesn't necessarily have to relate exactly to what I'm talking about in terms of opioids, but okay, let's take the first part of this. We have a gentleman that comes home in a good mood, all of a sudden, goes into a bad mood. Or many of you just come home from work in a bad mood. Okay, you have a family to be around. You have things that you need to do at home. You need to be able to go to sleep. Now, most of us have been taught, and most of us try to cope by going, well, you know what, to heck with this. We're going to, you know what, I'm just going to forget about it. I'm going to watch a movie. I'm going to spend time with the family. I'll work out. I'll deal with it. But many people, they can't do that. They can't turn it off. They can't turn work off. They can't. So you see, somebody like this could possibly be at risk. And I know this is kind of far-fetching here, but I like to relate my emails to what I'm talking about sometimes. But, you know, this is somebody that comes home every night and starts to be in a good mood. Work puts them back into a bad mood. And the reason why you go home at the end of the day is because you are supposed to be taking a break from work. And rather than taking a break from work, he's being reminded by it. And so, you know, this is why I see this overuse. You know, I told you, one of my patients said he comes home from a very, very stressful day, and his wife has for him a Xanax, some wine or some alcohol, and a Dub when he comes home, and that's how he winds down. Now, okay, first of all, you're not even supposed to be mixing all that stuff. Second, really, that's your nightly regimen? And, I mean, he loves his wife. I mean, you know, that's your nightly regimen? And then, of course, you know, then there's dinner and I mean, so we need to open our eyes and not be so naive that there are many people that are taking medications, maybe not only for pain, but because that's how they cope. Okay, they hate their job, they hate their wife, they hate their life they're in. They're depressed about where their life is going. And so, you know, drugs are an escape. We've talked about that, you know, many times. And, you know, me growing up, you know, in the 80s, well, this is what your drugs do. And, you know, people who did drugs were, I don't know, looked upon as bad people, and they had a look to them, and that's not the case. You have very healthy looking appearing people, you know, very high up in their line of work. Okay, so it's not homeless people. I mean, these are people that are career professionals that will do blow or you know, cocaine, meth, whatever, what have you, ecstasy. And it's a coping mechanism, and people have found that they could use drugs to cope. You know, you have some people that, you know, Tom and I were talking about this last week, where, you know, we have falsely and artificially made a world that is so stressful that this generation can't cope. Whereas the stresses we had and we were concerned about growing up and were, you know, came from the stresses that our grandparents had. I mean, I grew up being told about the Holocaust and how they had to survive fleeing the Holocaust and, you know, World War II. And then, you know, and it was the idea that, you know, that's real stress. Well, maybe what happened is the world started to get complacent. We were, you know, we were done with Vietnam. Maybe we were going into the 80s. Things were starting to look good. And maybe things were so complacent that maybe the world had to start making things more stressful to keep us on our toes. I don't know. You know, we've talked about this from a psychological standpoint. When things are good, you don't prepare. You don't seem to, I mean, you know, when you're doing fine financially, you aren't in that much of a rush to get to your job. Yet, when you're having trouble feeding the family, you're going to be more eager to find a job. If you're in, I don't know, a time like we are now of terrorist attacks, you're going to be a little bit more vigilant on protecting yourself and, you know, protecting your family. If we're in a time or a period where there's wildfires near our houses, we're going to then, you know, have fire, you know, evacuation safety plans, etc. So maybe we do artificially build a world where we have problems, but the escape is always going to want to be there. So if we do cut back on opioid prescriptions, all right, pain is not going to go away, all right? The reliance on them is not going to go away. People are going to turn to what they need to turn to. Now, what is going to allow an avenue, the reason why the timing is perfect for there to be a campaign against opioid prescriptions is because we're starting to legalize marijuana. So we are having a transition period now that will allow a lot of people in pain that can't get their medications to go to something else. But is this what we want? Do we want a nation of people on marijuana? How motivated, I mean, is that population going to be? Right? How effective are they going to be at work? Right? How safe are they going to be in their line of work? And how safe are we with them at the wheel? So these are things that are all happening at once, and I don't think it's all by chance. And we are going to see that progression. But the facts are still there. What's happening in New York and what's happening all over the country is mind-blowing. All right, heroin deaths, and heroin, as we know, is multiple times heavier than morphine and pills. So we have abuse being done on a variety of variety of levels. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDA. L.I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. By the way, we are in full speed, or full gear. Full gear with Nevada, National Blood Donation Day and National Blood Donation Week. In September, We want to raise as much blood as possible. You notice I'm not asking for money. We are trying to raise as much blood supplies for our hospitals and medical centers as possible to prepare for flu season, because with the Zika and the Zika crisis, we're having less people able to donate as each day progresses and more people become, have visited or been exposed to those areas and as a precaution are not able to donate blood. If you could donate blood, please contact your local blood bank. If you cannot donate blood, but you want to be a part of this huge effort to help save millions of lives and keep our blood stores full, which is a very, very exciting, very exciting campaign that we're doing, and you want to host a blood drive, either through your church or through your office or business or whatever, please contact us at drdahlia.com. We are going to get you set up with the local blood drive. We're going to help promote it because we are hoping that this week, that the week that we're doing the National Blood Donation Week, the 4th through the 10th, and National Blood Donation Day on the 10th, will be hopefully covered by a lot of the news outlets to draw traffic to your blood drive. So this is a huge concerted effort, and anything you guys can do to help, please, we would love your help. Go to drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Hit the contact link to contact us or email us at drdahlia@hotmail.com. Before we move on, there's a lot more news. I never finished the email, and I like to finish what I start, especially since you listeners take the time to email me. So when we're talking about the husband that comes home, and he's in a great mood when he comes home, and then he gets into a bad mood. Why? Because he's reading reviews, and the wife is saying, look, just avoid it. Don't look at things that put you in a bad mood, which is something that many of us would use as advice. And it is sometimes a good psychological technique. Him, however, he's like, no, I'm losing business because of this. I can't. And he's getting mad every day. And she goes, what do you do? And then she says she thinks they know the person that's doing them, that they lie. I don't really know what is going on legally right now, but my suggestion to you you may want to contact an attorney's office and find out exactly what your rights are. Because this is starting to destroy your home and destroy your family. And it's just, you know, and it's destroying the business. Now, I mean, if these are reviews where there's a rat or cockroaches that are always in the restaurant, okay, I would suggest to please get an exterminator. But if it's not that, and these are things that really, that aren't fixable, and you really think that these are just bad mouthing, then I'm, there's gotta be some sort of legal repercussion that can be taken. And some avenue that you could take to stop this, because this is, you know, people do have the ability to destroy each other's businesses, and it's affecting him, and I don't want him to have to go on medications. You know, there's a study talking about teens and medications and how the medications don't seem to be the right choice, and I mean, you know, many people, they don't know how to deal with the constant environmental threat that they have. You know, this is an environmental threat. You know, we blame people that have depression or anxiety or get moody on themselves and on a chemical imbalance or on their genetics, and that's not fair. Yes, some of us may be more prone to depression. Some of us may be more prone to anxiety. We may be more prone to things. But when you are getting continually environmentally hit, there's only so much you can do. You know, so I just watched the second episode of The Newer Roots. And, of course, you know, there's rape and there's, you know, it shows some of the, you know, horrifying, tragic things that happened, you know, to African Americans as they were in the slave world back in the 1700s, 1800s. And it takes us back to then. And, you know, you're being raped every day. You're being beat every day. I mean, these are environmental things that are going to, you know, affect your psyche. And in this particular case, he's being attacked online. He's being bullied online. And as we talked about in the first hour, there was a teenager who killed herself because somebody videotaped her when she was taking a shower at school in the locker room, posted it online, she couldn't face anybody, and she didn't think she had a future, and she killed herself. This is some scary, scary stuff. And, you know, online bullying is happening not just in the student and teenage and you know, grade school world, but also in the adult world. And your husband is being bullied, all right? Whether he deserves it or not, he is being bullied. And so if you've done everything you could to make sure that your business is, you know, having great, you know, health and safety ratings and health inspection ratings, and you're doing everything you could and somebody's trying to ruin your business, I would really, you know, start talking to an attorney and find out what you could do. But I am not, I'm not sure where this is going. But it's very interesting because we are seeing a growing trend. It's not being covered in the news. But my patient base that I was taking care of, there was a lot of anxiety about work and about their work status and how they were appeared either by their boss, by their peers, or by the world on Google and Yelp and whatnot. And so it's a very stressful part of our existence now. And even if you don't turn on your computer, people will say, did you know what somebody wrote about you online? So, you know, you could avoid Facebook, you could avoid Twitter. What makes this world different is people are finding you and writing about you. So here you are, a private person. Here you are trying to just live your life and not get into the hustle and bustle of the cybersphere, and somebody finds you, seeks you out, and blasts you on the internet. All right? Now, what do? We have a lot of introverts out there, and they don't want to be well-known. They don't want their picture out there. You could be at a New Year's Eve party, and you reluctantly go because it's a family member's party, so you're there. You are bending over trying to pick up some garbage. Somebody takes a picture, all right, and here there's two people in the picture, but there's your butt. And that picture goes online because the people that took the picture or the selfie or whatnot, they want to post that picture on Facebook or they want to post that picture on Twitter or Instagram. So here's their, but you're in that picture. Well, they say, but we didn't tag you. So you won't be, you know, there won't be any trace of you, right, on Facebook. No, you're in the picture. Okay? And somebody could tag you and you could say, no, thank you. But somebody could say, look, that's Bob in the picture. And you didn't even want to be in the picture. You were just picking something up. This is the world we're living in, and you want a very private life. There's somebody I know who used to work in the Israeli military, and, you know, he has a family, and I'm like, okay, you know, where are you on Facebook? He's like, well, I'm not on Facebook. You know, I mean, I don't want people to know my family. I don't want people to see my kids. I don't want people to, you know, it's a very intimidating and a very unwanted aspect to a lot of people's lives. And what many of, can, believe it or not, I was very private. You think I wanted somebody looking at my kids? You think I wanted stalkers? But in my line of work, I couldn't beat them and I joined them. And so, yes, I'm very much on the internet. And yes, I put my kids on there. And, you know, I just make sure that whatever I don't want people to see, people don't see. So, for example, the kitty box. If the cat left the big deuce, I will not post a picture of that. And so, you know, people have learned how to then manipulate pictures, which is why we have the issue with obesity, because people can now take a picture of themselves and make them look skinny and make them look good when they're really overweight. And then they don't realize they're overweight because they see themselves in the picture going, I look hot. I look hot, so it doesn't matter. Well, it does matter because your health, your heart, you know, and your lungs and your diabetes risk doesn't care what your Facebook picture looks like. It cares what you really are. So we've learned how to manipulate the way we are portrayed, but we can't manipulate and control it all. And because we don't have that control, we are going to have more issues with anxiety, depression, and I don't know what the answer is. And as we talked about, there's a difference between free speech and what our forefathers had envisioned, then, you know, where you are able to, you know, if you dislike something, you are able to assemble and you are able to voice, you are able to voice that without fear of being killed. Well, they did not envision a global bullying system where somebody could bully you online with falsities. And that's, you know, not expected. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.